Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Well, good morning and welcome. It is Saturday morning here on Spirit Talk Radio, and I'm so excited. I love doing my Saturday morning show with you guys and connecting. This morning we have a really great guest. We have Kirsten Hodgins, who is a psychic medium and a spiritual teacher. I've spent some time speaking with her this morning to get ready for the show, and I'm very excited to have her here. She has a wonderful background as not just a practitioner, but as a practitioner's practitioner, as I like to call them, someone who's very passionate about mentoring and supporting practitioners in their development and stepping into the community. So welcome, Kirsten. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Angel. Happy to be here.
So I'm really excited to have you here. As I was telling our listeners, doing the Saturday morning show, it's always a great way to get your day started on the weekend by engaging in someone with really great energy. And what I loved in my encounter here with you is that you're not just your average practitioner. You're a practitioner that really wants to make a difference in everyone's life, not just in a life of someone that you're giving a reading to, but a life of practitioners that are trying to step into this whole process themselves. I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and, you know, what this passion is, you know, because it's very exciting. So the stage is yours. Tell us about your process, Kirsten.
Oh, thank you. I started off dabbling and just being so inquisitive in terms of what I was getting intuitively. And like many, many other people who start to open up to their awareness but brush it under the carpet and just say it's coincidence, I did that. I played in that energy for a number of years. But then just the amazing things happen, and like many of us, I decided to have a quest to discover, answer my questions. Why am I seeing this? Why am I feeling that? How can I, why was I overwhelmed? Why was I being that sensitive empath? And I learned how to harness it through practicing. And I decided that the courses and the people who were I meeting were so knowledgeable, yet I couldn't live on borrowed wisdom. So I realized that it all was an internal process, and I have discovered that my love of teaching others. And so because I'm a feely person and I see energy, I love to put together courses, mentorship, workshops just on random divine tools or things that are just of love and light and really help people to center themselves in a fun environment. I really feel like the pressure definitely blocks the ego. And so over the last 4 years, I was seeking support groups, and some of them were great, others were very fear-based. And I was afraid, it was a big fear of mine to be a teacher. I thought, who am I to be a teacher? So I came in and I realized that people were on the same path, looking and searching for the same answers, which many of us got together, and I was able to see collectively to speak on that. But there were other people who you couldn't address in the class, and you couldn't really help them. You wanted to get in there and really coach them one-on-one, but it was always outside the scope. So I decided to open up a mentorship part to my program. So I have a platform. Just to quickly jump ahead to where I am today, is I am a practitioner. I do readings. I do parties for angel parties. I teach angel communication courses that are so beautiful to help people awaken on any level. And many of them become practitioners and want to put their business cards out there. And so I have discovered that I'm also now opening a platform for that, to help the practitioner and to even give them guidance. And right now I have a platform to do a series of online webinars to help them. There's the free monthly jump on board and just come from the comfort of your own home and join in each month on a call with my free mentorship. There's no fee. And you will meet at the comfort of your home. And if you've got this on the back burner and you've always wanted to develop your intuitive abilities and you haven't taken courses, all levels are welcomed, because really it is a whole internal process with my guidance, and we learn and grow together. And so each month I will jump on board, check in. There will be a membership share list, so you would reach out to other members. I want it to be a self-sufficient platform where people can connect and work with each other one or two calls a month. And there, it's easy. The homework will be as simple as give what you feel, give what you see. And I will be giving tips and techniques for the beginner, and I'll also challenge those who are more motivated, who have come with the background. And so I'm trying to help really answer questions and be of support, because a lot of people don't have the time in our busy lives. They put this on the back burner, or they find financially it's tough to go out and pay for all these workshops. And so I just have this promotion. It's a free 30-minute consultation for anyone interested in calling me to find out if you want to jump on for the other part of my program. It's a one-on-one mentorship program where we could really work customized. It's a channeled agenda. It's what I get in terms of where you're blocked, because a lot of people, they don't realize what's keeping them back, and we unveil those fears and unveil those blockages, and we work together. Another part of that is to join the monthly call and get your practice, because sometimes people don't have that support in their current life. The family aren't so open-minded, and so it's amazing to have that support from others and to connect and really build your soul family.
Ooh, I like that. That is really super cool. So, because I can relate to that. You know, you take the plunge into becoming, you know, what I call the soul entrepreneur. You decide I'm gonna do this. You know, and sometimes we walk away from like a real, quote unquote, real job, right? Like we're an accountant, or we're whatever kind of practical person that everybody has lots of respect for, to turn in our briefcase and our suit for our crystals and our oils,
yes,
and our sage to become a practitioner, and our family's like, what the heck
yes,
are
exactly
you doing? So you're talking about building a soul family so that you can have a,
yes,
support system. Talk to me about why was that an important thing for you to develop? Is that something that you experienced
because
yourself?
Because yes, exactly, Angel. When I first started out, there was little support. And when I just got over my fear and did these courses on my own, I realized that people have so much in common. I felt as if people could answer my questions in the sharing. When you begin to share, your beliefs bloom. You have faith in your ability. You stop saying it's coincidence. You become more one with divine, because you're now looking in a new path. You're cutting ties from what your old belief system told you. And now you're opening up and you're basically clearing off those lenses and allowing yourself to see things that you never saw before. And if people even point out ways in which they receive information or how external signs, you begin noticing 11-11. You begin to really experience things in new ways, because divine wants to communicate with you where you are. And as soon as you turn away from your old patterns, you begin to start to perceive things differently. And that's the whole part of, that's how communication comes through. It's being open, surrendering. The difference between somebody who is struggling with their blocks and feeling like they're not one, feeling separate from divine and their support team, their divine support team, such as they want to know their guides, or they're struggling with discernment even. The difference between,
wow,
that, it's the surrender. It's being able to just get out of, you're not the source, and there's a higher source that is you're able to connect with at any time. And people don't realize that. They think it's outside of them. They think they have to learn a skill or a tool or read 10 books or fly to these beautiful energy places like Sedona in California to take courses, which is amazing and a great part of your journey. You're always, always benefiting from it. But it's in the doing. It's an internal journey, going inward, getting to know your internal being, and And so this is where I want to meet people. I want to take wherever they are, whatever courses or background. Maybe you don't have any background and you're just intuitive. You know, your gut tells you. You're like a lie detector when you can feel people with your truth. That is your intuition. I would like to work with people on any level because I can't believe the transformations. When I have offered these weekend workshops, for instance, the Angel Communication course, you give the students all the foundations. You teach them to go inward. You guide them through these beautiful places to shift them into a state of connection, and then you get them to read. There's a huge difference between where they come in on Friday and where they leave on Sunday, and it's amazing to see people giving readings, intuitive guidance to one another for the first time. They get so, it feels like they're on cloud nine because it's such a huge awakening to know that, yes, that they deserve, they're worthy, and God speaks to that. That's that all, one of the blocks, or that they were able to actually follow a feeling in their body and discern the emotion behind it and give a reading. So there's so many awakenings that happen through being mentored and having my support.
That is really cool. I wanted to ask you if you would like to engage with some of the listeners. You have a ton of people that have connected onto the show that would like to engage with you. So I guess what I'm asking, if you'd like to take some callers just so that we can let you engage with some people before, because you've got lots to say. I don't think an hour is enough for you, girl. I think
absolutely. I would love to meet with some viewer or some listeners. Thank you.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see if we can grab our first caller. Good morning. You are on the air with Kristen. Who are we speaking to?
Good morning. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi,
hey, Wendy.
Did you say Wendy?
So nice to speak to both of you. Thank you. And I do have a question, if I may.
Yes. Yes, Wendy,
okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I started a direct hire job with a great medical insurance company on July the 5th. It's call center. And they couldn't get me into their database for 3 days. And then I took a window of time off at their approval to fix my hearing aids. I started back fresh, brand new training class, this past Monday. And, oh, my goodness, they could not get me into their database. Finally, on Thursday, they got me in partially. And then yesterday, they couldn't get me into the database where they were doing their training until much later in the day. So I have missed a tremendous amount of training through no fault of my own, and I wish they would just start me fresh. I don't think they'll do that, and I want to be a success so much. I got a little frazzled yesterday because the trainer was going along, and when my session was up, I thought that I had deleted some information, and I know better than that. I don't have any authority to delete it, but that was my initial thought, and I did not want to miss a minute.
Okay. Well, thank you, Wendy. I just wanted to get clear here. So are you asking in terms of how this is going to pan out? Are you looking for information on whether what's happening, or are you going to actually get on board and everything smoothed out and ironed out? Is that what your question is? Just trying to
Both
help
sides.
You along.
Am I going to understand the training? Are they going to pass the 7 weeks training? Am I going to keep the job at least 2 years?
Okay. So let me just give you what I get. I kind of was tuning into the energy around this, and I'm getting that the technically, obviously, it's literally showing you that they're sorting things out on your end. I don't feel like you should take it personally. I feel like they actually do want you to come on board, and I'm actually getting angel bumps, which is a complete sensation of just goosebumps all over, saying that it don't take it personally and to relax and things will work out. I could go in further. I feel like there's things, they're changing. I don't know if it's a new team, people on board. It's like a new security or something that they're doing in terms of technical changes. And that I'm just getting in my stomach, you're in a knot. And I feel like maybe just taking some time to kind of neutralize your own vibration and send out positive thoughts, really send out things in terms of getting into fear. You're actually collecting to that energy. So I just want you to be aware of what I'm getting from your guides is don't take it personally and just take a moment to relax and just not buying into that fear energy that's happening. And really don't block yourself. Go ahead.
Will I keep the job at least 2 years?
Okay. Okay, I'm not getting any two or anything. I'm just getting lots of paper clips, like things are in the now position. I just feel like, you know, when you see things on a clothesline, things are hanging. It's like almost wait for this phase to get over and that energy will move away. So it's just having patience in terms of getting over this first phase. And it's like your order is up there. That's how it feels like in a kitchen order, those old-fashioned diners where they have the clothes clips on the bills. That's what I'm getting, Wendy, for you. But I just wanted to offer you, if you wanted a more a full one-hour reading, I definitely will be giving a 30% off for you for callers today so that we could go into more depth if that's available to you. And you could send me an email at info@kirstenhodgins.com, and I'd be honored to provide you with a full reading.
Well, thank you both very much. It was an honor to speak to both of you this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Blessings
to you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Blessings. Have a wonderful morning and good luck. Keep focused. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's really interesting. You said something that I wanted to kind of tap back into. You had a couple of things you said with that caller. One thing you talked about was angel bumps. I've actually never heard angel bumps before. Describe what that is, angel bumps.
Yes, that's a part of what I teach in the discernment, how to know it's coming from divine and how to know it's from ego. And when I get a sensation of lightness and joy or the sensation in my arms, like goosebumps, you know, when you get, when somebody tells you something and it's exciting, you just get your hair stand on end in a healthy and a happy way. And I'm like, ooh, that's how the angels, they flow through us. They work with our discernment. That's a yes to me. And they also, the more I continue to give accurate information, the more the more the sensation moves through me and it goes right through my spine sometimes. And it's almost, it's like a beautiful sensation of joy. Sometimes it's a strong, depending on that message, it could mean very willed power and confidence that person is. It's a flow of emotions, and there's so much information that comes through our physical body, through our chakra system, and it's just another way divine speaks to us. It's through our emotions, and it's one of the most profound ways. A lot of people talk about they just knew it. They just felt it in their gut. That is the flow of truth that's coming to them, and they can connect with that, sometimes consciously not even aware where it's coming from. They just know things, and that energy can teach us. Comes through thought.
Really?
Thought, emotions, sensations, palpable. You just feel like there's a pat on your back of comfort in grieving times. If you're open to that, yeah, it's beautiful. And it's just a shift of being able to be more awakened to it through practice and through just learning how to really engage with your metaphysical senses, how you see, feel, hear, and know, smell, and taste. They all have amazing messages through them.
Very, very good. The other thing that you talk about was fear. So I can say, you know, as a practitioner, you know, practicing what you preach, you know, I've recently had my own experience where I was given information. I knew exactly what was supposed to happen. It was an uncomfortable scenario, and I was caught up in my own fear. So rather than just accepting it and allowing my life to exist in calm, I was in the space where it was like caught up in that fear space. And then you spoke with the last caller about that. How powerful a distraction can fear be in this process of connecting and trusting, and how do you work with your clients to get past that?
Yes, exactly. So a lot of things, it's like we can predetermine the outcome when we engage in it in a way that we expect it to come out. So if we're, you know, it's a very new age thought, but it's always been, you know, the cliches of be careful what you dream, things, I don't know. It's like always be careful. So when you're putting out that energy, and I like to use the caller who just called in, you know, some people don't even like to share good news because they feel that energy will be worrisome. If somebody comes to me and for instance, and says they lost a job and you immediately feel sorry for them, you're actually sending energy that is not useful to anyone. If you And you can also do that in terms of anything that you're hoping for, but you change your vibration by coming with fear energy. So for those people who are looking, who are wanting something to come, something wanted, but they're having desires that are being completely muffled by their, oh, I'm not good enough, or it's not going to happen, they're actually effectively changing the reactions and how things are a magnet to them. And I'm sure many callers are already aware of the law of attraction. You know, how we emotionally feel is to be healthy thoughts. And that's why people say it really comes from not so much in the words we say, but behind it in the feeling of it. And when you see somebody that you give pity to, for instance, think about it this way, then we're actually creating more of a sorry energy around them. So some people who are very awakened and who are consciously trying to create a good vibration often don't share bad news to people who they don't. When I, for instance, say I lost my job and I've decided that I'm not going to tell my parents because they're just going to be so worried for me and I don't want that worry energy coming my way. I really want people to hold up a good, healthy space that's useful for me to manifest in my life. And so is what people are actually realizing can really interact and play. And when those strings are out there, then sometimes you're attracting things that are unwanted, even though you're saying I don't want it. You're actually, the universe, it's like having, it doesn't know the difference between what you want and want. Your guides do, so just make sure you're very much in alignment with that emotion behind it. Feel, for instance, those who, for me to come on this call today, instead of saying, oh, I hope I have the answers, or I hope, you know, no, just go in and be joyful. What is useful for me? Instead of being nervous about a job, I go in feeling blessed and hey, divine, what kind of beautiful experiences can we interact today? Or for Wendy, especially in terms of this job, you know, think about the culture. Think about how it's going to run smoothly and how they need their time. Think about that space that she needs in terms of starting and transitioning into new work and preparing herself and grounding herself. That's a lot more useful. And at the end of the day, it's going to play out how it best needed to, and trust that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We can't
force it. Perfect sense. It's like the evolution of the law of attraction, because everybody has been communicating for decades about the law of attraction and hearing what I call 21st century technology. Our words are powerful because we can boost them so much now with the
collectively
media.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's everything. I mean, the society we live in is the poster child of how powerful our words are and what we can do. And
Have I lost you?
I think I've lost her.
Yeah, I'm here now, Angel. I think maybe just your phone. Are you on a cell phone?
Did I lose you?
I hear you now.
Can you not hear me anymore?
I couldn't, but I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, so that's cool. What I'm going to do, I don't know what happened there. Sometimes it happens. That's the beauty of technology. It's awesome when it works, and it's not awesome when it doesn't work. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let you take another caller, and I'm going to refresh my line to see if I can take care of that. So I'm going to let you take the next caller. Good morning. You're on the air with Kristen.
Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Welcome. What is your question?
Well, first of all, could I just ask for an angel message? And if not, then I do have a question.
Angel question. Are you at home today? You have a busy agenda? Do you have stuff that you got to get done today?
I'd like to get done, yes.
Okay, because I just felt a bit of the energy on your, I feel like you're getting started to a busy day or things you want to get done. So if you have a question, I would love to hear it.
Okay, I am thinking of moving.
Okay.
What do the angels think about that?
Okay. What I'm getting is this feeling of making decisions, coming in, discerning what I'm looking for in terms of is it a good time to move. And what I just also got was a beautiful message for you, Ellen, and for anyone else who is in a situation where they're seeking guidance. One of the best ways that I love to do when I'm feeling like when I'm meditation and I'm not able to discern the emotions because I'm too much in my ego of fear, I don't know if you're familiar with angel oracle cards. Angel oracle cards are wonderful, Ellen, and I think when you have these questions at home, you can grab a deck of card, and Archangel Michael is a beautiful deck, or Messages from Your Angel is another new one, and then just pulling one of those cards is a great idea. So I just got guided to provide that information and just trust what comes up, and it is absolutely such a blessing to get those messages. But I wanted to just connect for a little bit further in terms of to do the busyness, and if there's anything around that and your move. Okay.
No.
So are you? I got information. I was just wondering, but go ahead. Finish your sentence.
No, I was
you
just going
to
say,
share something?
There is a busy. I was just trying to answer your question. There is some busyness. I'd like to get some things done, but it doesn't concern a move. It's just a matter of clearing up some details and moving on.
Okay, wonderful. So the first thing I was also going to say was in terms of wanting to move and whatnot, are you looking into the next phase, looking forward to financial security in terms of retirement? Are there any plan in moving? Is it tied to any of that energy?
It's tied to moving on to a different career, maybe a different
so security.
Some type of variation in my job.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, just seeing a ladder is on its it feels like it's almost like a weight. Take your time. When I see anything ladder on its side, it's like you want to, and it's actually something that I can see you doing, but it's almost like it's just a little bit in a waiting period. Really do your, I feel like, really see what's out there. Get the, find out the, like where you want to live in terms of, I feel like you do, you have your have the energy around where you would, but it's all in the when. I feel like they just want you to really be in that state that's ready for you in the timing. So don't be rushing into it. Just right now, more making it a research and feeling it out. And I feel like when you know, you'll know. You won't even have to, it'll just be like, I'm ready to do it in terms of should I or when will I do it. I feel like you need to make a few steps first before you get there. And I feel like I'm not saying that you aren't financially tied, but it has to do with a financial shifts in terms of changing and being secure. And so that will come first before you'll be able to just have all of your ducks in a line. That's what it feels like to me, Ellen. And so I thank you so much for your question. Again, I would like to offer you the same offer that I did the previous caller to Wendy. If you want a full reading, I'd be more than honored to provide that for you at a 30% discount. But good luck
Thank
to you and
so
all
much.
The best getting your tasks done today, Ellen.
Thanks again. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Busy, busy, busy. My goodness. We're all so busy. It's so much going on around life and trying to get everything done. So that was really good information. Okay, so Kristen, this is a moment that I wanted to take to really kind of dig into this mentorship, because I've been looking at your website and thinking about some of the things you said at the beginning of the show. So I'm going to pose a concept to you so that you can to it so that people can really understand this passion, because it's so beautiful. So I'm a person, let's say I woke up this morning after a week of dreams and vibrant experiences, and maybe I had a reading at a festival, and I'm like, you know, I really think I want to do this, but I'm a little scared. I don't know what it means. I don't know if I want to, you know, this kind of intuitive process that I think I have. How can you help me if that's who I am? What can you do for me?
I'm I do. I meet a lot of my initial students that are kind of reluctant. They'll play around with showing up for my in-person meetings, and then I won't see them in a while, and then they'll email or call me, and they'll all speak to them. And what I find out, there is definitely that fear, that being judged, coming out and not being good enough and comparing yourself. Your ego can find so many ways to procrastinate. And what I invite people to do, and I suggest, is just do it anyways. What do you have to lose in just trying out? This is an absolute free platform. It is once a month in the comfort of your own home where you could just sit on the line and listen and really start to participate with others that are just like you. I'm not doing this just for practitioners to learn how to be a professional reader. This is for people even in their comfort of their own home just to learn how to be more intuitive, just to start on that spiritual path to get to know who they are beyond the physical world. Maybe you're already experiencing things in your life where you're already being aware there's more to life than what I've grew up to understand. And so if I'm speaking to you, these are the types of people that I've been meeting and have been seeing such a light turn on in them in terms of getting to know who they are. Just as simple as being able to say, wow, I've always been a sensitive. They've always been a clairsentient, a person who can empathically feel. They know what others are feeling or seeing. And they can start to really harness that and strengthen their abilities and really build confidence. Because at the end of the day, this is all about building confidence, self. And other spiritual leaders or speakers refer to it as self-love, self-acceptance. Confidence is a step towards that and to really taking charge of your life in a way that it's going to be part of your purpose instead of never. And the fact that if you think about 5 or 10 years from now, how much growth happens from year to year, just think about what can happen in that period of time. And this is a month-to-month support. And you could even, if you're somebody who finds people in your community that are wanting to be a part of it, you can even meet them in person. It's a comfort. And, you know, I've had some people, and I have myself, practiced at the park together, getting to know each other, finding new friends and open-minded soul group families that are helping you. And at the beginning of the call, we talked about cultivating conversations with people who are open-minded or teachers to us. They help us to look inward and to recognize where our truth is. And if we resonate with what people are saying, it really builds an understanding about who we are and our abilities flourish. We just seem to have that support system around us. And so reaching out, for me,
wow.
I'm basically coming on to be that support and answering any questions. And the questions are, the people start off is, how do I know the difference from divine? We're going to talk about discernment. We have webinars that are lined up for tips and techniques on how to even give a reading for the first time by telephone or by email, how to do channeled writing, how to connect with your guides, as simple as sitting in a place and what kind of things to do in terms of all readings and all that we do, setting and preparing a sacred place so that we could get over our fears as to who we're connecting with. Because you're going to learn, setting that sacred place is a foundation to who you will to come in and for your experiences to be good experiences and to only be asking for love and light to come in and to be protected. And so we're going to talk about all the first, I'm going to deliver through all your foundation, all the tools and tips you need to get you started, so that you're coming from your highest good, and we'll give you questions and answer feedback. There will be an opportunity for me to unfold and have discussions based on what the group is asking. And I will be doing monthly follow-ups in terms of questions that I couldn't get to. So I want to be a support. I really feel like it's the reason why I'm passionate to be of service is because when I started out 10 years ago, I realized the value in going and just practicing. I realized there were so many things that I held myself back from. And when the more that I practiced, it's so much valuable to see what blocks you. Because if we're just looking in the direction of I want to see, feel, hear, or know, well, look in the direction, also be open to why you're being blocked, because there is so much healing that can be done along that journey. And so one of the other things that I do is I could work one-on-one with those who want to take this a step further, and I could, and I have packages available on my website for one-on-one intuitive development where I'm able to reach where you are. I get channeled your blockages. I'm able to give you beautiful exercises to help shift you and get you familiar with that vibration energy. Perhaps you're highly able to see information, but you're like, I don't know what this means. I see angel lights. I see energy around people. I help you where you are. What if you're a feeler or you just know things? You're very analytical. You just get things. I can help you unfold and discern the information between divine guidance and ego, because I have had mentors. I've also experienced through my own journey those signposts, those little energy awareness shifts in between. It's like reading between the lines, and I've learned how to help people in that moment. So being a mentor one-on-one, where we get you in the energy and we walk together through it as we do the practice exercises. And there's takeaway homework. And the other wonderful aspect is you don't need to have you don't need to go out into meetup groups or courses. I've actually created a platform where you could meet online with other people, and I have a membership share list where you could join the free platform as well and practice with people who are open-minded, supportive, non-judgmental. And I think that when we start out, I was a newbie, and I was very intimidated to go out and compare myself with all these profound light workers. And I realized that when I got out there, we all have such beautiful gifts. Some students come in, they doubt themselves the worst, but didn't they give the most profound, hit the nail on the head message for people? And it just was so wonderful to see them awaken to who they truly are as spiritual beings. And they just propel. When you get that support and when you give yourself permission to really experience through practice and through just coming out and just walking through your fear, because fear is your biggest block. And so does that make sense,
right,
Angel?
That okay. makes beautiful sense. And it's so, and you're so passionate about it. And it's just when you reach a point where you are in your practice and you reach a phase where you have this kind of passion, you're in your purpose. So you've reached a point where you're in your purpose now. This is why the divine puts you on the planet. And so it's like you are the guru to help people connect to this. And that's just so beautiful. And it's just so really cool. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to speak to that, because I think for those of the listeners that are out there that are wondering if this is the path that they want to go on, and you're offering an opportunity for people to connect to you for free.
Yeah, I am. And I especially for how I got on this path as a child growing up in a large family, not always, always having to be the good girl. I think that's what most generations grew up with, what was expected of you, being a good student or behaving good, having manners and all that or such a thing, even though it was not always truth for you to obey with all of the expectations from your, teachers and parents. And so sometimes the voice, that our inner voice, we would learned that our inner voice, that higher self, that knowing what was good for us wasn't. And we always being extra heightened sensitivity to be approved of outside of ourselves. So having that disconnect emotionally from our truth. And then having that happen to myself and many other highly sensitive empaths, realizing we are not victims, and learning that people who have these symptoms where they're very overwhelmed by the emotions of others, they feel like they need to do something because they're so used to wanting to be a healer. There's a healer in you, or you just get so overwhelmed you can't be in those situations where you watch the news or go into environments that are quite busy, like fairgrounds or malls, because you pick up on all sorts of vibration that's unwanted. So we learn that we're not victims, and it can be such an empowered state. And information, vibration, is just that. It is information. It is not for us to judge and to create stories of coming from that place of judgment. We learn to really think beyond our limited ego and see things how divine wish them to be seen. And that's essentially what intuitive readings helps you do. It helps you to get over what you think and you get so much more higher wisdom for their highest good. You get inspired aha moments in your own personal life, but even as a light worker, you can help give someone guidance, things that you wouldn't even have known in your own life. So it's also healing for you. All that information
can
be
amazing.
Coming through. Yeah, so that's a path you start out with.
Mm-hmm. We're going to run out of time because we're just having a good time here on the show, and I want to give you an opportunity to connect with more people. So I'm going to let you take another caller here.
You've
got a million people. Well, that's probably a big number, a million, but you have a lot of people online. So hold on a second. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Kristen. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, girls?
I'm doing well, thank you. So what is your question? And I will.
Okay. So my question is, I'm currently with a company, and I love the company. It's a really big company. I'm attempting there, but I'm not in a position that I really am qualified for. I'm overqualified for this position. So I was wondering if I would get the position I'm qualified for, or would I be getting that with another company?
Okay. Okay, so there's two parts to this. I see that there's, I see like you as a figure and there's shadows behind you, meaning that there's more of a path to come. But also I see you like stuffing a hole, like are you getting to voice yourself? Are you really getting out there and speaking out for yourself? And I know that some of us really are challenged in terms of self-promoting, but I want you to do that. I want you to really let people hear you and what you're passionate about, what you're really interested in, and having that just, you know, like put that into their thoughts. And I feel like you're not doing that, or there's something that's keeping you back from feeling safe doing that. So I really want you to continue where you are. Like I said, I see like a ricocheting of shadows behind you, like your path will take a little longer, but really voice up and sell yourself and ask. Let it be known. Pray. Also send that out and really see that future as if it's happening now. And I feel like you appreciate where you are. So that's great. You're in a good place, Katie.
Right. I think the company, they usually, like the position I'm going for, which is an attorney, they usually hire people from, you know, like Harvard and stuff like that. So I think because I didn't go to those schools or I wasn't at the top of my class, I feel like it's like a, I don't know if they would hire me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Is this what's blocking you? Is this that fear of who am
I
to speak up and ask?
It's going
Thank
on.
You.
No,
you
I
are,
just asked
you
for
just
an interview
said
with someone.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, well, all the best to you, and good luck. I really feel like you're going in a good direction. I feel like just don't be fearful in terms of comparing yourself. I feel like you have a lot to offer, and the fact that you're there already you're already the boat sailing.
Okay, I'll let you guys know.
Thank you
so
much. Thank you.
Thank you
for calling. Good luck to you. I'm going to go straight to the next caller just to give you to get through some of our callers because I want you to be able to connect with some of the folks here.
Okay.
So thank you for holding. You are on the air with Kristen. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is T.
Hi, T. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Do you have a question or?
Yes, I was just seeing. I'm trying to see what state I will be moving to, if you can help me with that.
Okay. Strange. I just saw a visual of the map, and I don't know what part of it is, but if I could draw it, and this is very embarrassing, but I am challenged geographically, and I am Canadian, but I'm getting the east side, lower, not all the way down to Florida. This is embarrassing because I don't know what country that I don't know what state that is. I do apologize. But if I could look at a map, and I'm not accessible to a map, but you could connect with me after. But what I'm getting is that I feel like you have a desire to move there, to that side, the east side, sort of lower part of the states. And
Right before Florida?
Yeah, like somewhere above there, yes.
Okay, like Georgia?
I don't know because this is really embarrassing, but I am, like I said, I have a very vague recollection of where everything's located. It's something I probably didn't study too much in high school. But that's
okay,
what came to me clairvoyantly in that area. But so the move.
Okay,
so
I was looking to move, but doing a couple of things in this season, going to school. So I didn't know if I wanted to go, still go to school down here as well.
Yeah. Do you? Can I just ask you something energetically? Are you anxious about something? Are you?
Well, yeah,
I'm
moving like this week, but I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there's some anxiousness about it, like some hesitation. And I also feel like your third eye, I feel like there's like a bit of a block around afraid. I know that you have good desires and you want to turn out, but it's almost like you're unsure and are you reluctant in any way to move? Did you say school? Did you mention moving for school? Okay. I just feel like that's definitely in your system, like very anxious and nervous, a little bit reluctant to leave. That energy is showing up. And it's also blocking the third eye in terms of really seeing creatively or just being able to see that future.
You know what it is? It's like when I get readings, like I've been told like a couple of times that I have like people around me that are wishing like bad things, and I just don't know who it is. So I think that's also.
Are you asking about spirit world around you?
No, like friends, like people I call my friends.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure. I'm going to say the question. So you're asking about the intentions of your friends. Do you feel like they're not your friends? That's what I'm getting. You're concerned.
No,
don't feel like.
I do, but every time I get one, it always comes up. So I've been thinking about that a lot.
What comes up?
It's like a constant something that comes up saying that it's like a friend around me that manifests bad things over me.
Okay, so I'm hardly hearing you, but I'm going to try to say you were saying how you are meeting friends and you often don't, you are unsure as to whether they are your good friend, their heart's in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so obviously I just wanted to say you're tapping into a discernment. You're really feeling it in your physical body, the intentions of somebody. And there's one thing, though, that I feel like you take things personally. You're sensitive and a little bit protective, and because I'm getting sensitive and really not wanting to be judged. And also there's the feeling that you do want to have close bonds. You do want to have people in your life that you can really count on and appreciate. And so I like the fact that we don't always have to be just be kind, be compassionate, meet wherever people are, honor where they are, and just don't put any expectations on those ones that you're unsure about. And if truly these, when you don't take it personally, when you don't take it like they're doing anything to you, you're not a victim. Those expectations aren't there to create that letdown. And so it's just naturally letting a relationship unfold, and the bonds. I know 1,000 people, but I could only really say there's 3 close people that I could really count on and rely on, and that are there for me. And the rest are beautiful and loving, and I meet them where they are. But I also have that awareness about who I could call on, who's got my back. Does that make sense to you? And that's what I feel. That's a very healthy boundary for you. And thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank
to
you.
Your
Have
move.
A fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You have a good, have a blessed day. So you said something I want to give you an opportunity to connect with here is talk about the energies and the discernment. And I've heard a couple of callers that you've spoken to today, and a lot of people have some fear and they have some things. With the last caller and even in your first caller, where they have energy around how they feel about a specific area of their life and how they spoke about it, and that speaking kind of made it so, right?
Yes, exactly. So if we're dependent on joy outside of us, then it'll always be out of reach. And so when our friendships and the people that we have expectations and we give a role to, we're actually letting ourselves down because we have to be very honest to ourselves. Happiness is not something that you can find from somebody's affirmations to you or how they treat you. We can't measure a relationship based on how people are making us feel one day because we all go through life, and sometimes we're stressed and sometimes we may rub someone the wrong way, and you know, God forgive us, you know, that we have friends that will understand us enough and be compassionate when we're moody and stuff like that. Not to take it personally, and just to really see outside your own needs and recognize them as only that. It's just something. And relationships, a lot of them are in turmoil because we put so many expectations on what we need from them. It's conditions that we put, and we don't feel, we like to feel good about who we are, and when we're putting that at question, we often blame it on somebody else. And so that's really one thing that I see in relationships, being less codependent on others and how they make us feel, and just find that joy from within. It's never separate from us. We always have the ability to choose our inner thoughts. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So I have a couple of fun things I do with every new practitioner that I interview here. And the first thing I was like, you've been a practitioner, what I heard, for more than 10 years, been out there in the community doing readings. How long?
Oh, I've been practicing and on this spiritual journey for 10, but a professional for 4.
Okay, for 4 years. What are the top 3 topics that you get for questions when people want
readings? Oh, wow. Oh, definitely. matters of the heart, this relationship. And I see a lot of my clients who come to me, I am them. Who is my best client? Me. So they come to me, and that's I am definitely someone who's walked that path and discovered my self-worth and who's really opened up to really valuing who I am, and that's the kind of intuitive guidance I help others. And it doesn't matter how old you are, we go through it at any age. It doesn't mean you're a young woman who's trying to find yourself. It could be that you're on your second, you're going through a divorce and you're discovering you're worth more, or this relationship wasn't useful. And I also get people who are tied to their relationship because they believe that they're safe. For instance, it could be financially, or that they come from a place of not enough, or they don't trust that they will be supported going forward. And it's helping people along that way find each step, so they come back and I work with them in terms of finding who they are, finding that strength, making those action steps to prove to them through the experience that they are capable. And I find that relationships block our life purposes sometimes. I find that when we're tied up and we're procrastinating, waiting for life to get better, or waiting for this, waiting for a good time, I feel like our life purposes sometimes feels like it's so out of reach. And so helping these people, often I help them in terms of following what their passion and joy is as well, and we get them on board, and that's the other topic as well.
That's awesome. I'm going to let you take another caller. You've got who we got on the air here. Good morning. You're on the air with Kristen. Who are we speaking to?
Good morning. Hi, this is Valerie.
Doing great. Thank you. We don't have a lot of time, so if you could just go ahead and state your question for Kristen, and she can make sure she gets you some really great information.
Okay. My daughter is presently working, but she's looking to switch careers. She has a phone interview coming up, and she's wondering if she'll get that position.
Okay. As soon as I got your daughter's energy, she's very motivated. I feel her energy all on my masculine taking action side, which is my right side, and I see lots of yellow around her. It's almost like this is a job that she's thought about, analyzed, really wants, and it's all about getting it and taking action in that. So I feel like her motivation is there. I want to tap in and just see where that's going. I feel like the eagerness, I feel like the has she been putting out her resume, and have they heard her? I feel like she's in a process to being seen. You mentioned going to an interview. I feel like they will definitely So just to get your question again, she is on her way to an interview and she's hoping she gets it. Is that your question?
She's going to have a phone interview, and from that phone interview, it could lead to an in-person interview and possible job.
Okay. So I'm getting that there is many. They have worry your daughter, but I see that there's more people that are in the process of being seen, and right now they're all grouped up. Oh, they're just taking in. It's like intake. It's just presenting their options. So I feel like she has this ability to really stand out in terms of her enthusiasm, and I feel like very intellectually she's able to articulate. And just to kind of you know, it's okay to show your joy when she's on the interview, but really come from a place of professionalism, and I feel like she's got a very good chance. Right now I'm seeing that it's strange because Divine is showing me a tractor in a construction zone where the bucket is up and it's full of these figures of the potential candidates. And they're all like eager to go. So there's like a few of them that are highlighted in this saying that she will have some similar resumes that they're looking for, but she will be considered very highly on their list. And that's what it feels like. It feels like they're narrowing it down. Feels like they really are taking a look and giving them all a chance at this point, but it feels good. How does that sound for your daughter? So just in terms of being professional, and I know she's got the articulation, I feel really positive for her.
Everything you said was correct.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Very articulate and professional.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. All the best to your daughter. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
Have
a wonderful morning.
Your website?
Well, give your information. She wants your website. She can reach out to you, Kristen.
Oh, absolutely. I would love, Valerie, you or your daughter, if you were looking for a more in-depth channeled reading from me by telephone, I would be more than honored to provide that to you. And because of your call today, I will offer a 30% discount.
Okay, and the website?
And
it's info, you said. Oh, I apologize. KirstenHodgins.com. That's Kirsten, K-I-R-S. T-E-N, and the last name's Hodgins, H-O-D for Dan, G for Green, I-N for Nancy, S for Sam, KirstenHodgins.com.
KirstenHodgins.com.
Yeah.
You got that? Are you all set there?
Yes. Thank you very
Beautiful.
Much.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you for calling in. God bless you. Got about 3 minutes left. And I always invite the practitioners to give me any information. It's one of the pleasures I get for interviewing. Just like, what did the angels have for Angel?
Okay, let's see this. I see, wow, there's this right away. I see blue, light, blue and white. I have my whole in front of me. I feel like it's like an ocean of opportunity. I don't know how creative you are, what kind of a phase you're in, but right now is a really good time, Angel, for you to step into new creative, inspired thoughts. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like I could swim, and it's cool and supportive, but it's very blue and teaching. So I don't know. I haven't got to know you enough, and I'm really, really excited to meet you today, but I feel like you have a teacher in you. I feel like you help others, and it's like you're walking a path. And the more that you take this path, the more you can offer people. It's almost like you're pulling everybody up on a rope and saying, it can be done. And I feel very like I want to follow you. And not follow you, but you give a lot of wonderful, you show people to be, it's almost like I can do this. And you give them that support, like an outreached hand, and to find their way. But I do feel like there's a lot of creative inspirations that are coming up, and I am just getting that guidance that whatever you're doing, follow through and start putting even mind mapping it or putting it on paper and start to really show the universe that you're wanting to step into these roles.
Ooh.
For creating,
well,
moving outside of what you're already doing and reaching more people or it just feels exciting to me. And you've got that beautiful, there's no limit. It's just up to you.
Oh, my gosh. And that's a wonderful way to end. Thank you so much. So I'm going to give you your 90-second commercial here to to give out your contact information, your website, how people can get in touch with you, and you can even like the date of your next call so you can invite some people to come on board.
Yes, great. My next monthly call, you can see all the dates and times. My website is kirstenhodgins.com. On there is the mentorship program, and it's in two parts. There's the monthly, come on board, it's absolutely free. And it's me supporting you each month, and then throughout the month, you would reach out to other members from the comfort of your own home by phone or email or Skype, whatever you're comfortable with to practice. I'll be there to provide you with all of the information and getting started, your very first reading, tips and tools, block beliefs, anything to help you shift out of that place of feeling blocked into a space of divine communication. And you will just propel in terms of just getting out there and saying yes and practicing. And so for those callers who are interested in today that have been on this call, I would be honored to provide you with a reading at 30% off. And this offer is open to you for the next week. And so please call, book an appointment, go on my website at kirstenhodgins.com or send me an email and reach out at info@kirstenhodgins.com. And I'm looking forward to meeting you all, and blessings to everyone. And thank you so much, Angel. This has been a lot of fun.
It has, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again sometime. God bless you. Have a fantastic day up there in beautiful Canada.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. And
have
you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to